Mistina Khanum, cornea, cataract and anterior segment consultant at the Moorfields Eye Hospital, the Spire St Anthony's Hospital, Spire Gatwick, Centre for Sight Consultant at my eye clinic, Royal College Corneal Transplant Wet Lab, organiser and tutor, Royal College Examiner. Tina, welcome. You are a very busy lady.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Is there more? Have I missed something?
Oh no, that's fine. That will do.
So you are a very busy lady. I do appreciate your time. Thank you for talking to us today. Many things we could talk about, I'm sure, eye related. But today we're going to focus on cataract. I guess the first question should be, what is a cataract? Why do we get them?
Yeah, so cataract affects the lens of your eye, which sits just behind the colored part of your eye called iris. And we are born with a clear lens. And as we grow and with absorption with those UVA and UVB, the protein structure in the lens changes. So it becomes from a clear lens into an opaque, muddy lens. It comes from a Greek word, the word cataract. It means looking through flowing water. So if you see the waterfall when it flows, it gives you that opaque, grayish type color. And that's what cataract is.
So now that's interesting, because when I told my husband that we were going to be speaking about cataract, he said, oh, there's a type of waterfall called a cataract, or a type of river called, and I said, I didn't know that. So that's just answered a question. I wondered how that was. So why do we develop them? Is it inevitable? Would we all get them, or is it just some people unlucky?
No, we will all get them if we live long enough. And there's enough protein structure changes, we'll all get them. Some people will need cataract surgery earlier than others, depending on whether they have other comorbidities, such as diabetes, or some children are born with cataracts, and that's called a congenital cataract. And other medications like steroids or chemotherapy and radiotherapy can also bring your cataracts earlier than usual. So if you use steroids for asthma or any other systemic condition, that can affect the lens.
Really? What about ethnicity or eye color? Does that predetermine?
Yeah, the sun's rays, the UVA and UVB, will be absorbed much faster in someone with blue irises and colors like that, lighter color, colored eyes. But if you have strong sunlight exposure, then it will bring on your cataract faster. It doesn't matter if it's blue, green or brown eyes.
Mm. But also a person's ethnic origin. Are some people of different ethnicities more susceptible to cataract? Do they develop them quicker?
It's not to do with the race of the person. It's just to do with the exposure of the sunlight.
Okay.
In those countries, that will bring it on faster.
So what can we do to help delay them? Is there a supplement or lifestyle, or what can we do to preserve our eyes as long as possible?
Yes, so it's very important. We have a really great structure here. We have great optometry services. So it's really important to get your eyes checked and your eye health checked every 2 years. So they can advise you on how your eyes are doing and what you can do to prevent or delay things like cataract. So lifestyle is always important. So having a good diet so you don't develop diabetes and you are not smoking, and those do delay the onset of cataracts. So if you're not smoking, if you don't have diabetes, you'll get them much later than someone who is diabetic and who is a smoker. So lifestyle is very important. Doing the right kind of exercise, just general health advice will work on the eyes as well. And as well as making sure that you're wearing sunglasses and sun protection, especially in a wide lifestyle choices like skiing. So sunglass protection is a must. Just like skin, you need to protect your eyes from the UVAs and UVB and UVC rays from the sun.
And could taking omega-3 oily fish, would that help?
So omega-3 and oily fish is really good for your skin and your eyelids, and it has shown to be beneficial for other eye structures. but not necessarily for cataracts, but as a whole, it's a good thing to have in your body. It does work on parts of the eye, but not necessarily, it won't delay the cataract, for example.
So what would you say would be the average age when they begin to develop?
The patients who seek cataract surgery or who become visually significant with their cataract, so they have trouble reading or driving because of glare from the cataract, will be in their 60s and 70s. Some people do really well and they wait till their 80s and it's not visually significant until their 80s, but I would say from late 60s to 70s is the majority of the population that we see coming with seeking cataract surgery.
So how do you know that you've got them?
Yeah, so you can't see it. You will just, so gradually, you may not notice that you've lost the colour and contrast as much as someone who doesn't have cataract. So there'll be a little bit of a yellow tinge to your vision. So everything is a little bit hazy, a little bit glary, and everything looks a bit washed. The colours are not so bright anymore. Your reading is difficult, even in bright light, and you get a lot of glare and starburst from the lights when you're driving at night. So driving at night is difficult. Those kind of things you'll notice as a patient. So it's really is if how much it affects you, how much that light bending through the opaque lens affects you. Yes.
It's interesting. Yeah, because Monet, the painter, he notoriously, his paintings, the colour changed. He saw things differently. And you could see by his paintings and say the same vision, the same view, he's painted the colour differently every time as his cataract developed. So he lived in the 1920s, I guess, or around that time. He knew he had cataract. He knew he had problems. Yeah. But he put off having surgery because he was really frightened about the procedure. He was worried about losing his sight completely. So decided to live with them. So that was the 1930s. Things have moved on since then. But I must admit, for me personally, if I had to have a cataract operation, the one thing that would be terrifying for me was that I couldn't close my eyes and not look. It's a scary thing. Would you say that that's quite common?
Yeah, it's very common to be anxious and nervous about your cataract surgery because vision is a sensation we take for granted and we value it so much. It is really scary having something done to your eye. And as you say, even though we've moved on and cataract surgery is very safe, it's the most safest out of all the operation that we do, it still does have some risks, including losing the sight in your vision because of infection developing or bleeding. So it is nerve-wracking for patients to come in for cataract surgery. The main thing is they will need to know what the journey is like in the operating theatre and they'll be awake so they can talk to their surgeon as they're having the operation done. It's very safe and we do it under local anaesthetic, so you're awake. You won't experience any sharp pain, but you will feel some pressure. And sometimes for a few seconds or so, it is a little bit uncomfortable because we use a lot of water. And the volume of water on the eye can feel a bit uncomfortable. Like you probably, if you dive or if you go swimming, you might have the same kind of sensation with lots of water in your eye. It will be just like that, really. The main thing is people are always worried about closing their eyes and looking the wrong direction. And it's not something to worry about, because what we do is we give you a little bit of a prop to hold the eyelid open so you don't close your eyes during the surgery. And we ask you to look at the bright light. We use really bright light. So even though we tell all our patients, don't look at the sun directly, for the operation, you'll be looking at the sun for a few minutes.
And so you only do them one at a time. You don't do both eyes at the same time.
There are occasions where we can do both eyes together. And we've had good studies and good outcomes from the bilateral cataract surgeries. It is quite safe to do. But it's not for everyone. So we check the patient and we see if you're suitable for bilateral cataract surgery.
Mm. How long does the procedure take?
Okay, so the procedure takes only a few minutes. So the main thing is to get you ready for the operation. That takes a few minutes to get you lying flat and getting you prepped. The actual procedure takes, depending on the surgeon, between 3 to 7 minutes if there's no complications. So if it's a very fast surgeon, they can do it in 4 to 5 minutes. Yeah. And then if you've got a slower surgeon, that might be 10, 12 minutes. It's a very fast procedure.
So what about patients who just can't face being awake during surgery, or they're terrified of the anaesthetic? How do you reassure them, or is there any other option for them?
Yes, so most people do really well and cope very well, even though they think they can't cope with local anaesthetic. And most of the surgery that we do, 95% of the time, we are okay with just drops and local anaesthetic. But there are other things we can offer patients. For example, there's an injection we can give the local anaesthetic around the back of the eye to freeze the eye, and that's called a subtenon local anaesthetic. There's also augmentation with anxiolytics and sedation that we can offer patients to just take the edge off their anxiety and make them relax. For certain groups of patients who cannot deal with local anaesthetic, even with sedation, we reserve general anaesthetic for those patients. For example, patients with severe dementia or disabilities, and patients who cannot cope with local anaesthetic. And those kind of special group, we will get our anaesthetic colleagues to pre-assess them and help us with general anaesthetic. But most patients do very well with local anaesthetic, and a certain number of people do very well with local anaesthetic with sedation.
Mm. And are you able to replace the lens at the same time to improve eyesight?
Yes, yeah, that's the beauty of this cataract surgery, that we not only get rid of your cataract, we can take this opportunity to give you great lenses that come out now, and we've got great safety data on those lenses, and we can really hone in and give you refractive outcome, which means we can give you glasses independence after the surgery. So in the National Health Service, we have access to two main lenses. The main one we use is called a monofocal lens. So you choose one distance to aim for. So most people go for clear distance vision and they will have to wear reading glasses. Or if you are a little bit short-sighted and you're happy with not wearing reading glasses when you read, then you may go for a little bit short-sighted lens and you wear glasses for distance when you're driving. So that's the monofocal lens. And then we can also address your astigmatism. Astigmatism is, in a simple term, we are born with an eye that's spherical, like a football shape. As we grow, that front of the eye may become a bit like rugby ball shape, and that can affect the way the light is bending to get to your lens and to your retina. And that astigmatism part of it, we can also correct after the cataract surgery at the same time. So those are called toric lenses, and some NHS centres, we are allowed to put those toric lenses in for the patients, particularly if they're significant. In the private sector, you can have a host of other lenses that we can offer patients, and we can really address the problems of getting them glasses free for more than one distance. So we can go for something called trifocal lenses, where we give them good vision for near, intermediate, and distance. Or there are other lenses called extended range of vision, where we give you extended depth of field. So you're good for near and intermediate, and the distance is not too bad as well. So there are lots of lenses we can offer, and to suit the patient's needs. It's really important we get to know the patients and see what their visual needs are and tailor the treatment according to that.
Fascinating times, Tina, aren't they? In all things, in all types of surgery, but in eye surgery, it seems like we can still go further. Would you say, are there things around the corner that are just, you know, very exciting developments?
Yeah, definitely. We still haven't got the perfect lens. We haven't been able to manage to replicate the lens that God gave us with, and that's still to come. And I'm really excited. I mean, we've come a long way from the experience of Monet would have had in the 1930s, and we can offer a lot more now, but there are still work to be done, and the engineers and the scientists are working together with the doctors and surgeons to give us something close to what God created, and it's really exciting times.
Are you involved in any of that at all?
Yeah, so I've just come from attending a conference of the users for LASIK and laser treatment, and that can give you further visual independence and spectacle free. So those are exciting times. We can combine that with the lens surgery and the laser surgery to give patients what they want and what they would like, close to what they were born with. We can now do not only lasers on younger patients, we can offer glasses free for all those patients who in their 40s and 50s started to need reading glasses. We can get rid of reading glasses and do things on the cornea and the lens and in combination to give patients the best possible vision.
It's wonderful, isn't it? Hopefully, in the not too distant future, glasses will be a thing of the past.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. I mean, for most people, we've given them time away from glasses. So for with the laser treatment that we do now, we can give them 30 years, 40 years without glasses. And it's amazing. That's a lot of time that you're talking about, 3-4 decades without glasses. Mm. It's a very exciting time. And we've been able to solve a lot of problems of getting rid of glasses for a lot of patients. For example, with the laser treatment, we've now treated more than 7 million people around the world and given them glasses independence. It's really exciting times.
It really is. Well, hopefully, as things develop, we must talk again, Tina. You can tell us some exciting things that are happening. But for now, it's been wonderful. Thank you so much for your time today and for telling us all about cataracts.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So, Ms. Tina Cunham, consultant ophthalmologist from Moorfields Eye Hospital, the Spire St. Anthony's Hospital, Spire Gatwick, and a host of other places. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Lynn.